Shalar Prabhu. Bali Maharaj is classified as a Mahajan and a pure devotee, yet he sides with and is the leader of the demons, and their mischievous acts in the churning of the ocean of milk and other activities is visible. Could you please reconcile this apparent contradiction? Is it that his external nature is demoniac, yet at heart he is purely devoted to Vishnu? In the history of ISKCON, there have been various devotees who have performed great acts of devotional service to Prabhupada, yet have got caught up in adharmic activities due to apparent material conditioning. Can we draw an analogy between them and someone like Bali Maharaj, that they are apparently conditioned by a certain type of nature but pure at heart in devotion?
You know, there's many references that says that the Lord is worshipped by demons and demigods alike. But that doesn't mean that, on the other hand, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says demons are those who don't worship him. Avajananti Mahamuta. So, when we talk about a demon, we're talking about someone's genealogy. So Prahlad Maharaj is born in the family of demons. Bali Maharaj is born in the family of demons. Anyone else?
Ritrasura
is born in the family of demons, although his previous was Chitraketu Maharaj. But so that's what it means. And while they may have to now, a chronology, although churning of the ocean comes after Vamandev's Leela, in terms of description in the Bhagavatam, I'm not quite sure that chronologically it does. That's something that's worth studying or investigating. In any case, sometimes a person is obliged by social circumstances and so on to be involved in things that are apparently contradictory. Just like Akrura. So Akrura is Krishna's uncle. He's an associate. Yet he's compromised by Kamsa. In fact, Prabhupada says that even up to Narada Muni, all the demigods and sages had to offer allegiance to Hiranyakashipu. Why? Well, that was the circumstance. They really didn't have much alternative. So it isn't that they're performing demoniac activities. I don't know about Bali Maharaj doing demoniac activity. After he had Vamandev's mercy, and even before he was already that requires further study. He was already a Vaishnava, because he knew that surrender to Vishnu, or at least he had knowledge, he knew that surrender to Vishnu was what should be done. And he didn't hesitate to do it. So, so they're not necessarily acting doing sinful activity. If if they're in that situation, then we have to apply the principle of naivatsamacharajatu manasyapi halishparam, that these are great souls, empowered souls, and what is apparently sinful for ordinary people doesn't touch them. Sinful reaction doesn't touch them. Like Krishna dancing with others' wives. But it's sin, it's adharma. The whole concept of upapati is a dharma. I read like almost 200 pages of Ujjvala Nilamani. Is a dharma. But still, because Krishna does it, then it becomes the highest thing. Prabhupada will always say, the lowest becomes the highest, because Krishna does it. Shukadeva Goswami gives, he doesn't even say that. He says, if devotees are not touched by sinful reaction, then how can the person whom they worship be touched by sinful reaction? So now, as far as devotees in ISKCON, I never saw Prabhupada treat them as in the same category as Bali Maharaj, or there's example, for instance, of either one of the Alivars or one of the kings who the Lord put into an example where he became, he was certainly a devotee who used to worship, very devoted, pure devotee, and then he got distracted by a prostitute, and she wouldn't see him unless he paid. But he was poor, so then Krishna took his ornaments. You don't know, and then Krishna, in the guise of person, took his ornaments, went to the prostitute. He says, the devotee sent me. He asks whether this will do as payment, and she saw that it was phenomenal, priceless gems, and she said yes. So he went, and of course, in the meantime, I think maybe he was a pujari. In the meantime, they found the necklace was missing, and then they finally tracked it down to the prostitute. She told the story, so they took the devotee and threw him in jail. And then the Lord appeared to the king and told him. He says, "No, I arranged this pastime just to show that apichet sudurachiro prajatim vamananya back. So let him out. It's okay. You can't. If you want to punish someone, you have to throw me in jail. I'm the one who gave." But we shouldn't use that kind of example. Oh, Krishna arranged my fall down, and I'm above that. That's